What's up? Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited to be introducing you to one of my new friends, Colleen Palmer with Caliber Home Loans. Going to be talking about some great things, but before we dive in to today's session, if you're joining us live, as always, make sure you comment hashtag shred because you're shredding it with me and Colleen this morning. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there, you're hustling, you're getting it done, and then you're coming back and learning and expanding your knowledge so you can go out there and crush it in your local community, which we're going to be talking about that. But before we get into it, Colleen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So excited to have you on the show. For those who don't know you, we're about to get to know you, tell us a little bit about, you've been in this industry a long time. You're an expert. You're a woman with incredible knowledge. So tell us a little bit about you and your run in this industry.
100%. Thank you so much, Josh, for having me. It's been exciting getting to know you. So kind of an unconventional background to the business. I was watching some of your other videos, and I actually was 19 years old working in an engineering firm, a spinoff of NASA, in the personnel department. And I sat at a round desk that housed a 16-floor building. And I had two mortgage banking offices in the building. And the mortgage banker guys would come by and talk to me, you know, and eventually, next thing I know, I was offered a job as a processor at a mortgage company at 19 years old. And I would love to tell you that it was a few years ago, but I was trying to count before we talked. And I realized when I got up to 35, I was like, done. I don't even know. But let's just go with 35. Been in the business about 35 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I've pretty much done everything: underwriting, processing, a mortgage insurance rep. I've been an AE for over 20 years. So that's kind of how this all happened. I was going to college at night and I started making a lot of money and said, heck with this, I'm going to be a mortgage person and get rich. Now, I'm not rich, but I'd say I'm very wealthy in a lot of ways.
It's not always about the monetary gain. It's about the relationships and the people that we're able to not only serve, but to be around. So we're going to be talking about that. From NASA to mortgage, that's a big right? I don't think we've ever had that before. Like, it's funny, crazy. We've had other engineers like, oh, we were doing engineering, then I got into mortgage. But NASA to mortgage, that's a whole story in itself. So I want to dive into, because I mean, you kind of perfectly segued into this, is you are one of those people when it comes to an account executive. You've been an account executive for so long, but for you, it's a little bit different as well. And we're going to get into some facets of how you are able to serve. But I want to focus on, as we've been talking about some of the things that we wanted to discuss today, what I really would like to focus on is when it comes to an account executive like yourself, number one, it's about relationships like you talked about, but you really are an extension of those partners that you serve in your community.
Correct. So extension of the partners, like the brokers and our business partners internally, but we'll speak specifically to the brokers. We're partners to them. I think at Caliber, we build a relationship. The brokers that I've had for years, they go through the ebbs and flows with us. There's a trust factor there. And I think that just works. But, you know, they trust me because I'm not an expert in the sense I don't know everything, but I stay in tune with the market by being visible with the associations. I'm currently president of the Maryland Mortgage Bankers and Brokers Association, which is a job in itself this year, but I'm giving back, and that's important to me because, you know, I was a mom, raised my children, and that's why I'm not rich, by the way. But
anybody with kids totally understands that, right?
Five kids, five different colleges. There's where your money is. But
yep.
You know, it was important to me always to give back, and I did what I could but my priority was obviously them and working a very hefty job, but always kept networking with these folks and, you know, it was on boards and such, and being at this level and being involved in the association, I mean, people really believe that you are boots on the ground and you have the knowledge and the experience and you're seeing what's going on day to day from bankers and brokers and title companies and real estate agents. I mean, all that's encompassed as part of our association relationships. So I'm kind of all over the map. Those relationships are very broad, but my brokers are my true passion as far as my day-to-day relationships. And I think they just trust that if I don't know something, I'm going to get them an answer. And I'm also going to give them something tangible, not just like to get them off the phone I'm trying to build a relationship where there's not only trust, but we're also building business together. I do a lot of referrals. You know, you can make your own business if you tell me the market's slow. I always tell everybody, don't you have friends and family? Go make your own business. You know, it's It's just an extension of how bad do you want it. So those relationships are very important to me.
And that's a lot of what we talk about is relationships with caliber. And you mentioned something that I want to come back to, that you mentioned referrals. And I want to come back to also you being a chapter president of a local, of your local mortgage organization, which is such a big deal. And you mentioned brokers, bankers, and they're all kind of encompassed in one, which I think is important, which again, so we're going to come back to that here in a sec. But the thing that I want to talk about that you just mentioned is giving referrals back to your broker community, because that's a big deal. There's a lot of discussion of that in the entire industry, is making sure those brokers get those deals back. So, and I know Caliber is all about that. So tell us a little bit about your feelings and thoughts on that.
Yep. I'll do that twofold. One, Caliber does a reconnect program. So we as AEs get emails daily that are opportunities, whether it's somebody that is in a position where they could be able to refinance, meaning, you know, the market's in a place where they can refinance. Maybe they have, you know, a liquidity or something that we're getting a trigger that shows us they may have an opportunity for a cash out, or they may have been somewhere and touched on something that shows they may be looking for a new home. So that's a reconnect that Caliber will send out to us to say, hey, reach out to your business partner and tell them here's an opportunity. Now with that, there's a risk factor that Caliber is willing to take. And that is, they built that loan. That's their relationship. They brought it to us. And we feel as a company that means they should get that referral back. And we don't demand, and we don't even really take a strong stance that they have to bring that file back to us. We do encourage that. And I think with the relationships, we get most of it back. You know, there's a risk factor. If you're a teeny bit out of the market that day, you could lose that to another lender, but that's okay with Caliber, because we're building relationships, lifelong relationships with these brokers. They trust us, and to lose one loan and possibly gain the next 10 because of the relationship, that's completely worth it. And second fold, as far as referrals, what I was talking about is I personally build my own referrals by asking my friends and family and business partners and people that I talk to. And I feed those back to my market because I, you know, don't want my business to dry up. And there's, again, we say ebbs and flows. We just, if you've been doing this 35 years, you've seen the peaks and the valleys. Yeah. I try not to hit the valleys too low. So to compensate for those times, I try to build my own. And my family and friends trust me because they know I've been doing this a long time. So they know I'm putting them in the right hands. I might not be the person taking the application, but ultimately, you know, we are doing their loan. We service most, if not all, of our loans, so they know the Caliber name as well.
And I think that's just it. Is you mentioned something too that really stands out to me, is this didn't happen overnight for you, whether it's with your friends and family that you work with, whether it's with your partners, the brokers, the mortgage channel that you work with. It is, none of these relationships happen overnight. It happened with consistency over time, keeping yourself out there. And now this is where I want to tie back in being involved with the Maryland Brokers and Bankers Association, right? Is that what it's called?
Right. It's so funny because it used to be the Maryland Bankers Association, and we used to be the Maryland Association of Mortgage Professionals as the brokers. And then we merged and we became the MMBBA, which is Maryland Mortgage Bankers and Brokers. And nobody gets that right on the deal. So it's a little bit of a tongue twister. But yeah, in 2016, we merged as one entity. I was part of that transition committee that did. I was actually on the broker side at the time with that association as a vice president. And so when we merged, they asked me to be on the ladder for this. I was in the position to do it because we were almost done with kids in college and stuff. But I honestly had done that committee for 20 something years. And I was like, no. And a gentleman that was on the board strongly asked me to do it. And I'm very happy that I did. The relationships I've built on this association, which big pitch to the MMBBA, is they are incredible people and lifelong friends. I mean, the retail, wholesale, MI partners, all of those people that sit on our board committees, I can call any of them on a given day. And, you know, in a lot of regards, we're competitors in some degree, and any of them will help you. And to me, that's part of what this business should be about. You know, there's plenty of business, and in life, we should uplift each other. And that association does that. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
So glad you brought that up, because that's kind of what I wanted to come back to with that, because you merged these two organizations. You have a banker's organization, you have a broker's organization. You merge the two of them, which a lot of people are like, why would you ever do that? Like, they should be separate. There's retail, there's wholesale. We keep them separate. But no, like you're talking about, there's opportunity on both sides and we should come together. The fact that you're talking about these relationships that you have built for years and years, you can turn to anybody on, whether they're on the banker side, the broker side, wherever they are, and they may be with a competitor, like you mentioned, but the fact that you've built relationships with them and that collaboration is there and it's open, that's a benefit to all of our industry, because ultimately being able to collaborate in that way helps the consumer, which should all be our focus.
100%. Always about the consumer. And if I don't know how to structure something, or if I have a question, I can call anybody, any of those relationships with Caliber and or, I mean, same thing with my Caliber AE partners. You know, we constantly are emailing each other about things, ideas, how to get more business, you know, but again, you're right. It all falls back to the best thing for our consumers and our, you know, I think we also align ourselves with brokers that have that same mentality, because we don't really partner much with people that don't have that in mind. If you're just trying to turn a deal on and it's not a relationship place, it usually doesn't align with me personally. And I feel like knowing some of my partners at Caliber, they're the same. So most of us are really in deep with our relationships in this market, in our markets. So yeah, they're great relationships, these, you know, broker partners and lenders, because we do correspondent lending as well on this channel.
I think we're seeing, we talk a lot about relationship in the industry, and I think the industry is continuing to evolve more into that, is these relationships, the time that we're spending on these relationships is becoming more and more important. And it's going to, as we collaborate with different organizations, different channels, like, it just helps us all become better. Like, and those who aren't willing to collaborate, who are one-sided or who have that finite mindset, that fixed mindset, they are going to get left in the past, and they're going to get left in a channel all by themselves. It's going to be a very lonely place. And honestly, they're going to go extinct, because they don't have the support. They don't have all these people and all these ideas coming together as one. And so this is something that, as serving as a president of this local chapter, that in itself is a labor of love, which to me, being, that's, you know, Caliber didn't say, hey, Colleen, we need you to go and we need you to be the president of this chapter. Like, that is completely separate. That is such it's almost a second job, like you mentioned in itself. That takes so much dedication. But again, it goes back to the relationship. It goes back to, you know, that you're serving that community. You are an extension of those partners or those business partners that you have. And that's ultimately helping them grow their business.
Yeah. And this is just kind of a sidebar, but they had not had a female president in decades.
Wow.
I'm the fifth female president, and our business associates in Washington, D.C. and Virginia, they also had a female president the same year. So it was on both ends. It was kind of an anomaly. So it was kind of cool to be a part of that. So that was a kind of just a neat tidbit of being part of this association. But it also, I got to be honest with you, I think my boss would prefer I wasn't the president. He's always like, you're always in meetings, you're always on calls. It's a true dedication.
Oh, absolutely. Because
I don't want to leave anybody behind. I don't want my brokers to suffer, but I also want to give back. So it's a balancing act. And I know people that do things like this, like myself, understand where I'm coming from. But it's kind of who I am. It's kind of ingrained in who I am to give back. And I love to champion other people. I think people that can't do that, I actually feel sorry for them, because I think you grow as a person, they grow, and you just grow together, as opposed to feeling like you have to be at the top and everybody has to be below you. I for sure don't have that mentality. I love to help other people. Nothing makes me happier than one of like my AEs. The guy that works with me right now is kicking my, you know what? So, you know, he's a worker. And I'm super proud of him, because he's a hustler, you know, he's out there working hard. So
that's
hopefully I'm a good cheerleader for him. But, you know, the reality is he's just a hard worker and we have a good relationship. So to that, I would say the testimony is to always, I mean, there's people still in the industry that don't love the bankers and the brokers merging, but it is just truly a make sense thing. I mean, you think about it. Caliber has retail, wholesale, correspondent, you know, direct. You have to have a good, not that all companies have to have all those facets, but you do have to have multiple facets servicing to be successful, because some, you know, will rise each other up in different times. Some will carry a little bit more of the load than the other. And you need that to be a, you know, one of the largest lenders in the industry. for sure.
Absolutely agree. And it all goes back to what you were talking about is caring, and something that it seems like every time we have a discussion with anybody from caliber, whether a loan officer, whether, you know, an area president, it's always about caliber, caring about not only about the partners that they have, but about the consumers, about the people. It's like a family. And I know you and I were talking about that. It's an organization where it seems like everyone cares for one another. They want to see everybody succeed. Doesn't matter what channel, doesn't matter where they're at. You just truly care about the people.
It for sure is a family here. Always has been. I'm working into my eighth year here. So I've seen Caliber grow exponentially. And I think the only sadness for me is when people leave. I mean, obviously in reality, you're going to get opportunities. And because it is such a strong knit, close, you know, 10-year kind of family, we've all been together for quite some time. In fact, just as a small example, the guy that in Virginia just retired. And we were chatting before he left. And I was like, you know, why are you going? He's still super successful. And he looked at me and he said, I'm 68 years old. Like, it's time to go. And I went, yeah, I understand. But like, we miss him. And we have management that's left. But we all, the irony is we all reunite. And that's the beauty of being part of an association or just part of any culture. You know, we don't forget about you. You know, we still meet for dinner. We're still friends. But internally, who's here now, you know, still a family. As big as we are, it still has that that cozy feeling, if you will, you know.
Absolutely. And that you care. I mean, that's ultimately comes back to is that you guys are a family. And like I said, people come and go and you wish them the best. There's never any ill will or like, hey, wish you the best wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. And that just truly shows that support and that mentality of caring and really having a family. So Colleen, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And kudos to you for being one of the first presidents in such a long time of the Mortgage Brokers Bankers Association. That is like a mouthful. Like, that is insane.
I'm very impressed though. That was a good job.
But I want to thank you so much for taking some time this morning, sharing a little bit about all that you have been doing for our industry and how you care, how Caliber cares. Really appreciate you sharing so much this morning and your expertise and knowledge of the industry.
100%. Thank you so much for having me, and everybody have a great day.
Absolutely. Guys, as always, again, if you're joining us live right now, make sure you comment #shred because you're shredding with me, Colleen. This morning's been so much fun. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment #hustle. And speaking of powerful mortgage women, Colleen is just one of them. Later today, we have the Powerful Mortgage Women Show with Stacey Catmull. Make sure you tune in later today at 2:30 p.m. to watch that live as well. So as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred. Show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.